Vermont's school choice system has allowed a number of private, independent schools to open up throughout the state. This week in our series, Vermont Choice, Private Schools, Public Money, we're looking at independent schools in the state, how much public money they get, and new rules that might change how these schools operate. One area of debate is how much oversight the state should have on private schools that take public money. About one-third of the towns in Vermont have some kind of school choice, and independent schools have opened up near these communities to take advantage of the choice system. Now the State Board of Education is proposing new rules for these schools, and people in the communities are fighting back. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
I had a lot of fun with the Algebra 2 group yesterday morning.
Oh, I'm glad.
God, they are hysterical.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're really fun, and they're easy to tease.
Yeah. It's a Friday morning at Sharon Academy, and school director Michael Livingston greets students and staff members as they roll in.
Badger! Morning!
Sharon Academy is an independent school in the Upper Valley, and if there's one school in the state that would be impacted by the new State Board of Education rules, Sharon Academy is it. The school is surrounded by towns that have school choice. During the 2015-16 school year, 87% of the students at this private school used public money. That's one of the highest percentages in the state. So Livingston says there's no doubt the new rules would threaten how the school operates.
Well, it becomes a matter of whether or not we're even viable. I mean, that's the level of financial impact.
Private schools that want to accept public money so local kids can attend must seek approval, as well as a five-year license renewal from the State Board of Education. And now the State Board is proposing new rules that govern that process. The State Board wants to see more financial oversight on schools that use public money. Private schools don't have to accept kids with disabilities, and the board says the schools should have an open enrollment policy so any child in Vermont can attend. Livingston says schools like Sharon Academy have a role to play in Vermont's education system, even if they can't serve every student. And he says the proposed rules would snuff out all of the innovation and creativity that makes schools like Sharon Academy so effective in the first place.
We can't assume that there's one system or one way or a template that we can overlay on such a complicated construct. We need a more diverse, more flexible, more creative, more innovative set of structures, not a template that forces everybody to look more like each other.
Sharon Academy's history mirrors so many of the small, independent schools that have opened up in Vermont over the past few decades. In 1996, a local progressive educator opened the school with 12 students. And through the years, with families in the region being able to take advantage of school choice, Sharon Academy grew. There are about 150 students there today. Vermont's school choice system dates back to 1869. It's the oldest tuition program in the country. School choice in this state grew out of the small rural communities that didn't have high schools, and so state education law was written to allow those school districts to use their public dollars at private academies in nearby towns. But over the past few decades, even as the number of students in Vermont declined, the number of private schools rose sharply. Between 1994 and 2017, the number of approved independent schools rose from 59 to 93. That's an almost 60% increase. And so now the State Board of Education says these schools need to play by the same rules that the public schools follow.
It is no more of a obligation on the private schools to serve children than it is the public schools.
Bill Mathis is a member of the State Board of Education, and he's one of the most outspoken supporters of the new rules. Mathis says public schools have to serve every child. And he says the independent schools that get 40 or 60 or 80% of their students through the school choice program should be required to open their doors to every single student who wants to attend.
We're attempting to just make sure that we have open access and equality of opportunity for all children, regardless of their circumstances. We're trying to do what's right.
Nicole Mace is director of the Vermont School Boards Association, which is a nonprofit members group that represents public schools. She says Vermont needs these new rules because the current system is sorting kids into two tiers. She says the percentage of low-income kids and students with disabilities is lower at the private schools. And Mace says the nearby public schools are left serving ever-increasing caseloads of low-income students and students with disabilities.
I think it's a civil rights issue. I think it's a constitutional issue. And we have to ensure that kids have equal access, whether or not they have a disability, whether or not they're from a family with low income or other barriers, that they have the same access that their peers have.
Believe it or not.
Back at Sharon Academy, the students are scrambling to get to their first class. Christine Hoyt was dropping off her daughter. She says being able to send her daughter to Sharon Academy was important to her family.
I don't think I can really express the gratitude that I have about this opportunity, and I actually get a little emotional about it.
Hoyt says just because some independent schools can't serve every child, they do work for a lot of families.
I understand the equity argument. I, too, want everyone to have the same opportunities. But why should we deprive everyone of the opportunity of the Sharon Academy experience because not everyone can have it? I want every school to be like Sharon Academy. That's what I want.
Emotions have been running high around the independent school debate. When the State Board of Education held meetings in St. Johnsbury and Manchester, more than 1,000 people showed up. The State Board says the changes won't affect school choice. They say the towns that use school choice will still be able to use public money to pay for private education. But the other side says schools that enroll a small number of choice kids might stop accepting them, rather than be forced to meet the new rules. And they say schools like Sharon Academy that rely on choice money could have to change their acceptance policies. Ultimately, opponents of the new rules say families that want to use school choice will end up with fewer options. The State Board is trying to hammer out wording for the new rules that somehow satisfy both sides. They'll find out how they did during the next set of public meetings, which will likely be held in the spring. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Sharon.